Right. So, as you make yourself comfortable, you can kind of really begin by allowing yourself to arrive here. And this might take a few moments. So, take a moment to notice what you're kind of bringing with you to constructive rest today. Noticing how you are arriving. What do you notice about your physical body right now? How are you feeling physically? Are there places that stand out for you? How's the tension level in your body? What's your breathing like? Do you feel like you're holding on? Just to notice and kind of sense yourself. You could also notice what emotions you're bringing with you. What's the emotional tone? And what you're thinking about, what's top of mind? And of course, these are all interrelated. So, is your mind still with something that you were just doing, something that's happening for you after this, or something that's bothering you, or just in general, something you're thinking about right now? Just notice what you're thinking. And you can know that you are free to be exactly as you are. There's nothing to change, there's nothing to fix. And if now you've taken a moment, and there is something that you can change or move to make yourself more comfortable, just do it. Do that now or at any time. So now we've arrived. It's maybe a little bit easier to be a little more in the realm of being than doing. And I invite you to think to yourself, I am free to simply be. So, this is an example of constructive thinking when you consciously shift your awareness and give yourself little messages, invitations, thoughts rather than actions that are designed, if you like, to help you improve the quality of your experience in the moment, mind and body, helping you to let go of stress, excess tension, helping you subtract what is unnecessary. And so just allow these thoughts and ideas to simply pass through your system without force, strain, trying, even judgment on how well you're doing. So, right here, right now, first thing to notice is your connection with the ground beneath you. Be aware of those parts of your body that are actually making contact with the floor, and maybe in particular with your weight-bearing points of contact. Your feet, the back of your pelvis, your lower back, mid-back, shoulder blades, your arms, your elbows. The back of your head resting on its support. Know that you are supported. So, even though you are at rest, it's normal to still be hanging on to those tensions from when you've been up and about and doing all the things, thinking all the things. And it's kind of as if you're still holding yourself up somehow. So it's really helpful to get in touch with the ground and remind yourself that you're not upright and that you are supported by the floor beneath you. And this is helping you allow gravity to kind of coax your muscles the muscles of your back especially, to release as you rest onto the ground. So think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. So as you are aware of your contact with whatever you are resting on, now take time to also notice the spaces between you and the surfaces you are resting on. So for those of you on the floor, you'll notice the space beneath your neck. There'll be a small space between the small of your back and the floor. There'll be spaces under your arms, between your fingers, spaces under your legs and toes. So just notice the spaces. So you've noticed your support and you're noticing the spaces between you and your support. And now, keeping with that idea of noticing space, expand that now to include all the space that is around you. Space above you, space below you, space in front of you and behind you, and space to either side of you, and space in every other direction too. And you could have a sense of yourself in the center of your space. So as you breathe in and out, think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. So now do a little scan of your body. Checking back in, noticing any places in you that are feeling tight, uncomfortable, or in pain, even bothering you. Acknowledge any that show up, but don't overtly, you don't have to overtly try and change anything. You can think instead, I am free to be exactly as I am right now. There's nothing to change. There's nothing I have to do. I don't have to do anything. I am free to just notice and accept myself as I am. So now bring your attention to the places in your body that feel relatively good, that are not so tense, where you are more at ease. This could even manifest as a sort of lack of feeling sensation, that we're so good at noticing what's wrong that it's kind of a skill that we can cultivate to notice what's going relatively well. So let's call this relatively well ease. Call it noticing ease. So think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice any ease in my neck and in my head. I'm free to notice any ease in my back, my upper back, my mid back, my lower back. I'm free to notice any ease that's there in my shoulders and arms, my hands and my fingers. I'm free to notice any ease in my hips, my legs, my knees, my ankles. And I'm free to notice any ease in my feet and in my toes. As you breathe in and out, think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. So now be aware in particular of your head resting on the books. And again, remind yourself that you do not have to do anything to hold your head up right now. Your head and neck can be completely at rest. You can think of the muscles in your face, your forehead, cheeks, around the mouth, all just softening and spreading. If you do notice that you're clenching your teeth, you can just let your back teeth part slightly, tongue resting easily on the floor of the mouth. So, with your head resting on the books and your back resting on the floor, your neck is just suspended in space, has nothing to do. Your neck is simply free to be. As you breathe in and out, gently remind yourself, I don't have to do anything. I am free to notice and accept myself just as I am. So next, bring your attention to your back resting on the floor. As you think of your back, include your whole torso, from the top of your shoulders to the base of your pelvis. So your back is opening up and spreading onto the floor. You don't have to do anything to make it happen. You don't have to push or strain. Just let it have time, opportunity, and a gentle invitation. Your chest is opening up and spreading into width as your shoulders gently release away from each other. You can think of space in your hip sockets as your lower back softens and yields to the ground beneath. Just think of your space throughout the torso in all directions. You could even lightly think of space between your left shoulder and your right hip, and of the space between your right shoulder and your left hip. Think, I am free to be expansive and spacious throughout my whole torso. As you breathe in and out, again, gently remind yourself, I don't have to do anything. I am free to notice and accept myself just as I am. So now bring your attention to your legs and your feet. You could think of your legs releasing out from the torso. And if you're not using a support under your legs, you could allow your knees to sway gently from side to side, just gently moving in the hip sockets. And this gentle movement can help you let go of any unnecessary tension that may have built up a little, that we didn't even know was there. And you can do this at any time during constructive rest to help you let go. So when you're ready, let your knees come back to center so they're comfortably balanced. And you could imagine even that you have floodlights on the top of your knees, and that you could think of these floodlights as beaming gently up, directly up to the ceiling above you. They're not crossing in the middle or beaming out to the side, just gently beaming up. So as the knees point up, the back and the feet rest back down onto the ground. As you breathe in and out, as your feet rest softly on the ground, gently remind yourself, I don't have to do anything. I am free to notice and accept myself just as I am. So now bring your attention to your arms and sense how they connect to your back. Your elbows are conducting the weight of your arms to the floor. We do so much with our arms and our hands, it can be really hard to let go. So just gently remind yourself that you're not using them right now. They are free to be completely at rest. If you notice some gripping in your hands, invite width and spaciousness into your wrists and into the palms of your hands. Reminding yourself that you're not holding anything right now. And you can invite your fingers to gently ease into length. Remember, this is just an idea, no forcing, no straining, rather a letting go of what is not needed. Your arms, hands, and fingers are free to just be. As you breathe in and out, gently think, I don't have to do anything. I am free to notice and accept myself just as I am. So now let's include the breath in your awareness of your whole self. So first you might ask yourself if you're holding your breath or restricting it. And if so, just gently exhale and notice then how the breath can come back in naturally. Tune in to the air going in and out through your nostrils. And then expand your awareness to notice where you sense the movement of your breath in your body. Do you notice a rise and fall in your chest, in your abdomen? What about your ribs? Can you sense them move with your breath? See if you can notice them moving in and out to the sides as you breathe. And then what about your back too? Can you feel the expansion of your ribs in your back as well? So the ribs play an integral role in the breathing mechanism. The rib cage takes up a large portion of your torso. The very top ribs are as high as the collarbone at the top, at the front, and even a little higher than the collarbone in the back. The lowest ribs drape down at the side to only an inch or so above the pelvis. The diaphragm is attached all around to the lowest ribs, and the lungs are housed within the rib cage, which moves with the breath. So the ribs rise up and out. All the way around, front, sides, and back, as the diaphragm descends, causing the lungs to fill with air. And the outbreath occurs when the ribs drape back down and the diaphragm rises back up. So, to help you visualize and maybe embody this a little, I invite you to imagine that your rib cage is an empty barrel with flexible walls and a flexible floor. And put yourself like a tiny speck of your own consciousness, so to speak, just inside the barrel, just floating around in there, so you can observe your breath as if from the inside. So as you breathe in, you can watch the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. As you breathe out, you can watch the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move back towards you. So let's just quietly stay with this for a few moments, observing the breath as if from the inside. Observing the breath in this way enables us to tune into the ongoing, gentle in and out motion of the rib cage, affecting the whole torso, front, sides, and back. So now, not forgetting about your breath, but including it in your sense of your whole self. Come back to noticing your contact with the surface beneath you. Your feet resting on the floor, your legs resting over a support, perhaps, your back resting on the ground, back of your pelvis, the back of your shoulder blades, and the back of your rib cage. In fact, you may have noticed that on each in-breath, you have a greater contact with the floor. So you can be also aware of the contact of your arms, the elbows with the ground, and that of your head resting on the books. You may also notice that the contact seems a little different from when you began. If so, just notice what that difference is, but do nothing to try and change it, or you don't have to do anything. It's just the simple noticing. As you breathe in and out, think to yourself, my body breathes me. So let's think again. I am free to notice ease, any ease within me or around me, in my mind and in my body. I don't have to do anything, and I am free to notice and accept myself just as I am. So, as we come to the end of this constructive rest time together, just notice if the thought of getting up creates any new tension in you. And instead of directly trying to do something about that, simply remind yourself that you still have the support of the ground beneath you, and you still have space above you and behind you and in front of you and to either side of you. That you could choose to think instead, I'm free to notice ease. So now just take your time if you're ready to bring yourself gently and mindfully to being upright, bringing that awareness of the space around you with you. And when you are upright, whether that's sitting or standing, pause for a moment and notice the support of the ground under your feet or under your sit bones. And you could think, I am free to be my full height. And if you wish and are able, and you would like to take this into walking for a few moments around your room, this you could do so, kind of integrating anything from the lying down time into movement. You could think, I don't have to do anything. I'm free to notice and accept myself just as I am. I'm free to move. I'm free to notice ease. I am free.